Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
In the studio with you, it's Ian.
How are you?
And Bonnie.
603-283-6160. On the way here tonight, we still have, of course, plenty of time for your calls and thoughts. We can also talk about the elites. Bonnie, you want to talk about people angry at the elites?
Yes.
We've been off and on talking about the world monetary situation that is developing now that the United States and the European Union, Australia, and other places have sanctioned Russia. We've seen some interesting developments happening where Russia is talking with India about doing ruble and rupee trades. And there's also China speaking with Saudi Arabia about doing trades in the yuan for energy. So very, very interesting things are developing out there that could possibly topple the dollar's world dominance, and that's sort of
the
general gist of the show so far tonight. But again, phones are open here. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. Dan is in Nebraska to start things out here this hour. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, Ian, and I wanted to call in because, you know, I've been listening to some of your guys' takes about the Ukraine, and in my opinion, I think we have a duty to history to intervene in Ukraine and deal with Russia in the way that we have so far.
Yeah, so go do it, dude.
Well, if you feel that way, yeah, you go do it. I don't feel that way.
Yeah, why don't you go sign up?
Well,
for the Ukrainian military.
Oh, you want to send other people?
That's not how it's going to get fixed.
I see. You want to send other people to die?
I'm not saying to die. We haven't particularly been sending our people to die.
People die in war.
But you think they should?
Well, no, I don't. I'm not supporting boots on the ground right now. But I mean,
what are you supporting?
I don't see what. Well, I'm supporting the sanctions for sure. I'm supporting the aid, and I support more aid. And
so you support billions of dollars of American taxpayer money being sent to support another murderous government.
The government we're supporting is by far the one being murdered more in this situation.
I get it, man. I'm just curious. At what point did you realize you were a Nazi sympathizer?
I wouldn't consider myself a Nazi sympathizer. I mean,
Ukrainians have a Nazi force, a Nazi division within their army, right? Like an actual, literal Nazi division. You knew that, right? You're not advocating people go fight in this war, and you don't even know. You're not advocating for people to go fight in this war, and you don't even know that some of them are Nazis, right?
There were hardly any Nazis in that.
Oh, just a couple Nazis?
The ones that were... Yeah.
And they're not even in their own division anymore. They've been integrated into the proper Ukrainian army, so now they're, like, actually Nazis in the Ukrainian army.
How many
Nazis is incredibly negligible. It's incredible.
Dan, how many Nazis do you give millions of dollars to before you would consider yourself as a supporter of Nazis?
How many of them? Well, I think that I would have to. It would have to be a point where these people can materially further Nazism in a meaningful way without money. Whereas I really don't believe that ever going to happen with the Ukraine. And
so you didn't have an issue with the Unite the Right rally in Charlotte, right?
The amount of people who were even sympathetic to people like Bandera has been going down slowly over time. It was at its peak in recent history under Yanukovych, and it's been just dwindling and dwindling ever since. On this trajectory, if we support Ukraine, you know, the Nazis will eventually just go down in number to the point where...
Okay, question then, Dan. So you didn't have any particular objection to the Unite the Right rally that occurred in Charlotte a few years ago, right?
Charlottesville.
Because, I mean, they weren't materially...
I don't first off, I mean, I don't think it should be against the law for those people.
That's not what I asked.
They're free to do what they want to do. I'm not against that, okay? Do I support their message? Of course not. I mean,
no, would you be willing to give them money simply because they can't materially cause, you know, Nazism to rise to fruition or whatever it was you said about the division in Ukraine?
Yeah, the government's going after them. Do you support giving them money for their defense fund?
So
a government's after them, a murderous government.
In so far as I think good is coming to the world by supporting them, I think that there are some scenarios that I would probably think of. So
why do
one,
you think good is coming to the world? I mean, their sanctions are affecting.
Can I please finish my point really quick?
Go ahead.
So when we say support, like let me. If I would be willing to, in the case of, I don't know, if they were going before a Supreme Court or for their free speech, in that case, I would support them. And I think that supporting even a like agency or like a firm that took that case to protect free speech might be a good use of that money, even if only for something like that on principle. If, you know, their interests somehow align with mine and they further values like that.
Well, you can personally give money to something like that. But the thing you were actually
weapons though.
What you were suggesting when you first called in is taking other people's money and sending it to Ukraine. You can send your own money to Chris Cantwell's defense fund, and nobody cares. Nobody on the show gives a crap. But why do you want to steal other people's money and send it to Ukraine? I just don't understand that. Just because you chose a side, like,
hold on, actually
something that doesn't involve you.
Spending money on these weapons actually helps grow our economy.
Oh, dear God.
I don't care if the economy crashes because we don't go to war.
It requires war and bombs and guns and military spending in order to sustain itself, then your economy doesn't deserve to exist.
This is what's called the broken window fallacy, Dan. Have you ever heard of it?
Enlighten me.
Okay. You should go look it up because there's more that we're going to be able to.
I can explain it pretty quickly.
Yeah,
it's like a shop owner goes and sees that his window is broken, and he says, oh, good, now I can spend the money to fix it, and I'm giving that money to the economy in general. That means that I'm boosting the economy, and that's just not how it works. The economy would be better off if his shop wasn't broken and he got to use his money to make his cakes he was selling or whatever he was doing before. It's not a net plus for his windows to get broken so that way he can pay somebody to fix it for the economy.
It redirects money.
No.
Hold on, Daniel. What it does is it redirects money to the politically connected weapons manufacturers that otherwise productive people would have used to produce more valuable things that people actually want rather than bombs and guns and death. And you're the one supporting bombs and guns and death here.
Okay. Can I make a case for that? Please.
Yeah, let's hear the case for
bombs, guns, and death
being used against peaceful people.
So in order for the system we have today to work, we kind of need at least some sphere of the world to work, you know, as like a number of Western-style liberal democracies.
You mean to dominate people?
Hold on, Ian, can I just finish my point real quick? So in this, there's going to have to be something necessary to protect that order, and the United States military is the thing that actually protects Western-style liberal democracy across the whole globe and keeps many Americans employed doing it.
Wow. Are you really keeping a straight face while you're saying that?
I am keeping a straight face.
You really believe that?
Yes.
You really believe in total dominance as far as the United States using violence against a sphere of the world to keep a system in place so somebody can keep their precious little military job?
Not just so someone can keep
And you're willing to make
world.
It so no, people
so
die
Western-style
to support this.
Gets to exist and expand.
Why?
Western-style liberal democracy isn't worth killing people over. It's not the best system in the world.
But even if it was, that it, the free market would cause it to be secure. Why would people? Right. Why are people coming after free market liberal democracy? Why is it an enemy to people?
Well, yeah, and if it's so great, why do you need guns and bombs to make sure that it sticks around? Shouldn't it just stick around on its own volition because it's helping people and making them wealthy? There's more coming up here. You can join us. It is Free Talk Live.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. The number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Some of the chatters on YouTube are accusing the last caller of being a plant.
Yeah, I'm loving it because, Dan, it means you did such a terrible job of making your case that people are like, there's no way this person is serious.
Bonnie and Aria and Ian made that person call in just to make them look like they're so much less dumb than that caller.
No, if there's ever a setup call, I will say we've invited this person to call in. I will always,
Well, that wouldn't be a setup call.
Well, that's what they say. When somebody's a plant, that's the term to mean that we've set that call up. We did not. That caller has a history of calling Free Talk Live. He has not called in. He's not a frequent caller. He's not like a Sarah or something, but I recognize him because there's not that many Dans from Nebraska. First of all, we don't get any calls from Nebraska.
Yeah,
at all.
That's true.
And so he's the only Dan from Nebraska that calls the show. And
now we know that he's the only caller, to my knowledge, who would defend killing people so that way he could keep his military job in Nebraska.
Yeah, and he used to be like a libertarian kind of incel type, if I recall correctly, years ago. Maybe he wasn't libertarian, but he was. I feel like he was. It's been a while. And then he got himself his first girlfriend in college and completely went hard left.
Because she was?
Presumably. Mm. Yeah. And so there you go. I mean, that's basically all of the talking points.
Hard right. That was neocon nonsense.
That's what the left has become.
Yeah, because if you follow Keynesian to its like logical conclusions, then that's what all he was doing. Like Keynesian economics that Paul Krugman, the leftist, promotes. If you follow it to its logical conclusion, it is, well, we should have wars, and the United States should be a dominant, causing wars for our economy.
Yeah, total nationalism, too.
I mean, I know that. We know that because we're libertarians. We've thought this stuff through. But the people on the left aren't supposed to sound like neocons. Yeah. They're supposed to be better at dressing up their arguments so that they sound like Barack Obama, who said the same stuff as, Mitt Romney and George W. Bush. He just said it in a much nicer, more liberal-sounding way.
And this is why I love Jeremy Kaufman's new video where he came out and said, we need to make the bombs more gay. Because
right.
He's making that point.
And the liberals are freaking out over that video, by the way.
Did you see that, Aria?
Of course, yeah. I loved it. Yeah. I endorsed it.
Yeah.
Because I knew the liberals were going to come out and say, no, Jeremy Kaufman's homophobic and transphobic. I'm like, no, he's
ridiculous.
Not. I'm friends with him. He's not. So now they can't say that.
Well, they'll say it anyway.
Yeah, but they'll be wrong.
You're not part of the collective.
Wrong.
So anyway, that's Dan there in Nebraska. I considered holding on to him, but he can call another night if he wants to keep making his talking points about the Ukraine situation. Because the thing that that surprises, I think, a lot of people about the shift from the left is back in the George Bush administration, people on the left were anti-war. And so I think a lot of people still believe that people on the left are anti-war. And no, they weren't during Barack Obama. And they certainly aren't now. And they aren't even trying to sound compassionate in any way, shape, or form. They don't care about the lives of the Russian people who are being affected by these sanctions. The fact that you mentioned YouTube, I think, I don't know if you mentioned it online, but you follow a Russian girl on YouTube. I'm surprised they even let her broadcast because they've already demonetized all Russian YouTube channels.
Well, she does say that she can't get her money out of it now.
So
does she put up like a Bitcoin address?
Yep.
Okay.
Actually, both of us are
her. Nice.
That I follow have Bitcoin addresses.
That's really awesome. That's a positive development.
So, yeah, I mean, there are some positives in this situation, and we've been talking about the dollar's dominance on the planet is on the way down as a result of these sanctions. And they did it to themselves.
They did. And, we had a caller call in several weeks ago say that, they thought that this was being done intentionally, that the U.S. government was going out of their way to destroy the U.S. dollar. And I disagreed. I was like, no, they're just incompetent. But as I look around, I'm like, that caller was right. They could not more effectively have destroyed the USD if they had tried.
Oh, they're going to try.
I mean, they were trying.
Right.
Like, this is what the United States government did. They could not have been more effective at destroying the USD if they had done it intentionally.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everything they've done in the last 3 years has been done seemingly with the single-minded goal of destroying the USD.
Well, that's the question. Is this being done intentionally, or are they just that incompetent?
How could it not be intentional? That was my thought then. I was like, no, they're just incompetent. But I've come around, dude. This has to be intentional. There's no way they're this incompetent. They're smarter than this. I know they're evil,
yeah,
but they're smarter than this. They know what the results of this inflation will be, and of blockading Russia and allowing other companies to buy, or other countries to buy Russian oil, but not in USD. They know, just like we do. We're not smarter than they are. They know these things. They're just doing it anyway.
Dmitry Medvedev, the former Russian president, now deputy chairman of the Russian Security Council, says that confidence in reserve currencies is, quote, fading like the morning mist, unquote, and the prospect of abandoning the dollar and euro in this role does not seem like an unrealistic prospect anymore, he said. Quote, the era of regional currencies is coming, unquote.
I like that a lot better. I like competing regional currencies around the world as opposed to just one reserve currency.
Right. You want to do business with Russia? You're going to pay him in the ruble.
But yeah. I think there's value in having a universal currency. And
that's Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies.
That's what I was getting at. I think this is probably going to be really, really good for Bitcoin in the long run.
I hope so. Yeah, and the rest of crypto as well. And by the way, another story here that's related, RT pointing out that the Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov has indicated that all of the nation's energy and commodity exports could be priced in rubles. They haven't said for sure that that's going to happen yet. Now, obviously, as people who believe in the against that sort of thing, right? Like, if you're running a Russian business and you want to take dollars, you should be free to. If you want to take the Chinese yuan, you should be free to. But, of course, Russia is not a free country, and they may indeed mandate that everyone in Russia start to do business in the ruble.
That the ruble is Russia's currency.
Correct.
Okay.
So that's the other
thing. I'm kind of surprised they haven't already, but I guess that's true. They do sort of have an open market for currencies, at least at the moment, where they do have the official currency. But like here in the United States, you can accept other forms of currency as well.
Even before the invasion of Ukraine, Russia, even Putin, I think, was considering allowing Bitcoin to be legally used. But they wanted to, you know, regulate it and everything. But they were considering integrating it into the banking system in Russia.
They want to regulate it, but I think in the long run they're going to see that its value is in the fact that they can't regulate it. Russia's going to see it, the U.S. is going to see it, all of these competing regional currencies are going to see it as, you know, sort of a universal way of translating a figure from rubles into USD and using it as a reserve currency, a currency, a medium of exchange.
It truly is much better at holding value than any government money. I mean, over time, it has gone upwards, and government money has gone down. Medvedev, the former president, just to wrap this up, he says, no matter if they want it or not, they'll have to negotiate a new financial order, and the decisive voice will then be with those countries that have a strong and advanced economy, healthy public finances, and a reliable monetary system, and not with those who endlessly inflate their public debt, issuing more and more pieces of paper into circulation, which aren't backed by national wealth.
Dude, just at the United States next time.
Sing. All right, there's more coming up here. We got more on the people of the United States that can't even make...
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. the entire state of Mississippi, as well as parts of Alabama, Arkansas, Louisiana, and Tennessee, are all at the greatest risk for severe storms today. Forecasters say 8 million people are affected by this warning. That includes major cities like Memphis, Tennessee, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and Montgomery, Alabama. The warnings come after at least 7 people were hurt following a possible tornado touching down in northwest Arkansas.
Cases are ticking up, as we thought they might. But now, thanks to the foundation we've laid, America has the tools to protect people.
President Biden's comments at the White House a short time ago, Biden also unveiling a new government website, COVID.gov, which will allow everybody to get information they seek about the ongoing pandemic. And you're listening to USA Radio News. A U.S. official says it's believed that Russian President Vladimir Putin is being misinformed by advisors about how poorly the Russian military is performing in Ukraine. Secretary of State Antony Blinken commented on the matter while in Algeria.
One of the Achilles heels of autocracies is that you don't have people in those systems who speak truth to power or who have the ability to speak truth to power. And I think that is something that we're seeing in Russia.
A new poll is out regarding the confirmation of President Biden's pick for the Supreme Court.
2/3 of Americans said if they were senators, they would vote to confirm President Biden's Supreme Court nominee, Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson, according to a new Marquette Law School poll published on Wednesday. 1,000 people were polled between March 14th through the 24th. It should be noted 837 of the interviews were conducted before Jackson's confirmation hearings began.
Lance Pry reporting from the West Coast News Bureau. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here, 603-283-6160. That's the number, 603-283-6160. And joining you here tonight, you've got Ian, Aria,
and Bonnie.
Phones are open. You can take control of the airwaves. That's kind of what we do here on Free Talk Live. We've been talking about economic-related things tonight, focusing on more of the world economy and the dollar dominance that may be coming to an end. And you're certainly welcome to comment on that or whatever happens to be on your mind. We've also talked about internet etiquette. So, again, just kind of all over the place here tonight. Aria, you had a story that's a little more close to home with people in the United States. We've been sharing news about how, obviously, inflation is affecting people. The inflation, of course, for those that don't know, is an increase in the money supply, which does tend to lead to rising prices and makes life more difficult. People's wages don't keep up with the rising prices, and so, therefore, it makes the living standard, or it makes it harder to, you know, buy the things that you want to buy, and standard of living goes down. So now we had a story: 64% of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck.
And yeah, I've got good news, right? That's no longer the case.
You don't have good news.
No, it's bad news. It's worse news because now they're not making it to their next paycheck. 1 in 5 Americans are now running out of money before payday, according to this new survey. So it's a bit worse than being paycheck to paycheck, which is already bad.
Right.
But now they're not making it to their next paycheck. From gas to groceries, soaring prices are straining households across the board. More than three-quarters of working Americans said inflation has impacted their finances over the last year, according to a report by Salary Finance. Sadly, most of those Americans probably don't know what inflation is, so they probably don't know what's actually impacted their finances. They're probably thinking, oh, higher prices have impacted it.
Those corporations?
Yeah.
Those, Russia? Yeah.
Those greedy fat cats on Wall Street? While wage growth is high by historical standards, it isn't keeping up with the increased cost of living, which is rising at the fastest annual pace in about four decades.
Yeah.
When wages increase at a slower pace than inflation...
Which is always...
Let's rephrase that. When wages increase at a slower pace than an increase in prices, paychecks won't stretch as far. Because it's not inflation. Inflation is not the increase in prices. Inflation causes. Of course, this is the mainstream media, so they're going to paint inflation as being an increase in the prices. But
yeah, and I think it's not because they're being dishonest. I just think they don't know what inflation is.
They don't. They think a currency that is... decreed to be the currency of the land is a flat currency. They don't know the difference between a fiat and a flat currency. Now workers are running out of money faster. Roughly 20% of employees regularly ran out of money between paychecks, up from 15% last year, according to the survey of more than 3,000 working adults in February. I'm shocked that it was 15% last year. That's more than 1 in 10 Americans not even making it to their next paycheck. As a result, about one quarter of those polled said it's harder to afford necessary expenses, and one third are unable to build savings, issues that are particularly problematic for low to moderate income workers. That's incorrect entirely.
What do you mean?
Two-thirds of people are unable to build savings because it's roughly two-thirds of people who are living paycheck to paycheck. And if they're living paycheck to paycheck, that means they have no savings.
In theory, that's what that should mean.
Low earners funnel a bigger share of their budgets to transportation costs and other staples like food and energy relative to wealthier households, data shows. And I mean, that's a tautology.
Yep.
Further, people with $50,000 or less in annual income already have thinner margins between the money they take home and what they spend. While no one is immune to recent price spikes, smaller income households are feeling it most because they have less of a financial buffer, as we've talked about here on the show before. It seems like it should go on quite a bit more than that, but that's where the article ends. But they're absolutely right. I mean, these people, they were already living paycheck to paycheck, right? And now their gasoline is almost 100% higher than it was a year ago. I don't remember what gas prices were a year ago. Because
it was 2-something at one point.
I tend to not pay attention to gas prices because I'm going to have to buy gasoline.
I know, that's always been my problem.
Yeah, so it doesn't make much of a difference to me what gas prices is. But the other day I was like, well, I had like a 3/4 of a tank, and usually that's like $10 worth of gas or something. But no, it was $20 to finish topping it off just the last quarter of a tank. I was like, man, this is not right. And I'm not living paycheck to paycheck. I can't imagine how bad that's hurting people like my sister who do live paycheck to paycheck or who aren't making it to their next paycheck, who are instead, you know, getting out these payday loans or whatever.
Bad plan.
I had a friend recently ask me about payday loans. I was like, look, how much do you need to make it to your next paycheck? $60. Oh, okay, here's $60.
So you're never going to see it again.
I know I'm not going to see it again, right? But this is my friend. I don't care about that. The friend's not in debt as a result of this, and that's worth it, to $60 to me, to keep a friend out of debt. But these payday loan places take advantage of that.
Yeah, the problem, look, I'm against the payday loans because they're insanely, you know, the rates are nuts. But the problem with loaning money to friends is you'll lose a friend.
Well, this wasn't I didn't look at this as a loan, right? This is a guess.
Charity. Okay. Yeah, as long as you're going into it with that
intention.
There's
no other way to look at it because, if you expect to get it back and you don't, you lose the friendship.
Yeah, you absolutely will.
So it's nice if it gets paid back, but I never expect that.
That's a good point.
I think if they're your friend, they're worth more than $60 if, you know, you want to help them.
Yeah, that is definitely a good point. Of course, you know, at some point, when do you stop, right? Like, is it going to be every week that they come back for $60 a week, you know, at that point? And then you find out that they're doing drugs. Yeah, I'm not saying that's what's happening.
Or just not managing their money properly or whatever. Yeah. But, I mean, in this case, okay, sudden increase in gas prices or whatever. Yeah. I totally get it.
Yeah, I don't think I could be doing Uber Eats right now with $4 $4.50 or whatever the heck it's at. Well, I don't know what it's at in Texas either, but...
I wonder if they're doing anything for, like, a stipend, if they are increasing their rates and giving, you know, paying higher because of that.
I do a fair bit of DoorDash, and I will say...
Really?
I don't drive.
I order
for DoorDash.
But yeah, I was, like, shocked.
And the default tip has almost doubled from what it was like 4 months ago. So I don't think they're doing a stipend, but the average tip has increased by 100% or so. Like used to be, if you wanted to order from McDonald's, I don't order from McDonald's, but if you do, it defaulted to a tip of like $3 or something like that. Now it defaults to like $8.
Maybe they realized that the tips for somebody bringing food to your house should be higher than the tips for someone walking over to the back of the kitchen and bringing food to your table. I think that people think too much like they're eating out. So, like, if you know, I don't know what... I mean, okay, I hate to be one of those people that are like, people need to tip more because it's like, it depends on your service. Yeah, but I'm doing the best I can to get from this pizza place where I waited forever for them to bring out your pizza, or they had some issues, and then I had to drive to your house and bring you food. Anyways, in New Hampshire, people tip really good for Uber Eats, but in Texas, sometimes I'd be, like, driving to get someone's food and then driving it to their house, and they'd give me, like, a $2 tip, and I'm just like, I don't understand.
And it's been 40 minutes or
something. Yeah, I don't understand how that's possibly okay in your head. You know what I mean?
They don't
You're right. They think tip equals 10%, right?
Yeah,
so if their order is $20, like, it's $2 tip. No, that's not the way it works when it comes to delivery.
Yeah, you're driving and going and picking up someone's food. I just thought that was so crazy. But for some reason in the Northeast...
Just to clarify. Don't you also get some sort of a driving fee?
Oh, well, yeah, but that's like what covers your gas and stuff. And to make it worth your time is a good tip.
I see what you're saying.
And for some reason in the Northeast, actually especially in Maine, people tip so great. Like, I was shocked. I was like, I should leave Texas just for this. Because... people tip so badly in San Antonio, but even worse in Austin.
Yeah, and it's unfortunate because tipping is, like you said, it's something people don't really think about very much. People don't understand the differences between situations with tipping. They don't know what one thing should be versus another. And it's a very confusing, I don't know what to call it, basically, but it's something that exists in certain cultures. It doesn't exist in others. So then you also have the cultural difference where somebody comes in from Canada where they don't have tips. Like Canadians,
or Australia, they don't have tips.
Yeah, Canadians are known for being terrible tippers because they don't have a habit of tipping.
Right.
And then it's like, well, what do you tip when you're at the restaurant? Oh, everybody knows you tip, you know, 20% for good service.
Well, these people know these things, right? They just don't apply it. Like, they don't, if they buy a $2,000 couch from Ashley's or whatever, they don't tip their delivery drivers 10% on that. They don't hand them $200. So they know it doesn't always apply.
Definitely
they just
not.
Don't care about the average person.
And it's because buying food from these services is, like, already expensive, so they're like, oh, I can't give you another $10
That's
on top
true,
of that.
Yeah.
So.
All the fees on the deliveries are absolutely insane. There's more coming up here. You can share your thoughts with whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology, not offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, you can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. You can take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live. What do you want to talk about? The economy. Inflation, people living paycheck to paycheck, or worse, people who cannot make it to their next paycheck without some sort of assistance. It's Ian, Aria, and Bonnie in the studio tonight, and you can join us online anytime. Just go to freetalklive.com. You can download archives of the show there. Easy to access. You can also subscribe to our podcast. Go to feeds.freetalklive.com, and you'll find there the links to our RSS feeds that will make it easy for you to copy those links and put them into your favorite podcast client. Now, Bonnie, there was a story you wanted to talk about tonight about people who are upset about the quote-unquote elites. Is that right?
Yes. This article is saying that the anger is misplaced that they have for the elites.
I'm curious to hear about this because generally, like, I don't consider the elites to be a friendly group. You know,
yeah.
I think about, like, the World Economic Forum and Bilderberg when I think of elites, people who want to control the world and, you know, siphon off as much value from the little guy as possible.
Yeah, people to whom I'm a cattle.
Yeah.
Yeah, when I saw the title and then the subtitle, this is from Fee by Tom Mullen, I was a little triggered. I was like, why is it? Because I don't like the elites. It says, blaming elites is childish. It's time to put aside childish things. And I was like, what is he saying? But when I read it, I actually like what he's saying.
Let's get into it, because if he's talking about just rich people, then I've got no objection with people who've made their money through helping others actually get some new value out of services or products or whatever on a voluntary basis. So there's a difference to me between like a productive person and somebody that uses the state
well,
to get their way.
Yeah, let's get into it. Yeah. He says, first, let's debunk a loudly trumpeted fiction. Quote, corporate power. There is no such thing. Power is the ability to use force and violence with impunity. No corporation has that. Only the government has that power, and only as much as the citizenry will allow it.
That is absolutely not an accepted definition of power.
I don't know, because in the marijuana becoming legal thing, somebody made a really good point to me and said that the government doesn't actually have power. Okay, so people were saying if the states have the marijuana legal but the federal government doesn't, the federal government still has the power to come in and, you know, put your things, take down your businesses anyway that are selling marijuana. And somebody said they don't actually have the power if enough states do it because they literally don't have enough people to do it. You know what I mean? And they don't have enough support from the citizenry that it wouldn't like the backlash wouldn't be bad enough for them to do it. So they literally don't have the power. Even if there are some words written somewhere that say that, they don't literally have the power. That's the reason they don't get taken down.
I'm just saying that power is a lot more than the ability to use force or violence or whatever it was they said without repercussion. Power means a whole lot more than that. Like a rich executive telling a girl, hey, you have to service me or you're not getting this job. That's an exercise of power, and it doesn't involve any amount of
force
or violence.
Right, she could turn around and walk out the door.
Yeah. But he still very much has power. So to say corporations don't have power because they can't send an army into Russia or whatever, that's silly.
Well, plus,
childish.
Well, plus, corporations absolutely do have power when they team up with the state. So.
That's what he's saying, though. They only have the power because they're teamed up with the state.
Well, he didn't say that.
He said no corporation has that. Power. Only the government has power and only as much as the citizenry will allow it.
Yeah, so, and he's also putting a dividing line. And corporations and governments, and he's ignoring the fact that governments are corporations. So all governments are quote-unquote incorporated. That's a thing.
Yeah.
The leftists don't want to talk about that because leftists love to hate on corporations, and they never talk about how the city of Keene or the city of San Antonio incorporated on a certain date, and they are considered a municipal corporation. But going on.
Yes, very wealthy people have more influence over the government than everyone else. You should have known that before you built a government with such enormous power to begin with. And it was you who identify yourselves with the deceptively innocuous name, We the People, who constructed the monstrosity that now defames you, or demands you take any injection it decrees, and refrain from speaking any word or even thinking any thought that threatens it. You didn't build it all in one day. It took decades. But every brick in this edifice of evil was made of the same clay. Invading the property of your neighbors to obtain what you believed was additional safety. Before each brick was laid, voices of reason warned you of the danger. You not only refused to listen, but derided all who appealed to your common sense. It's one thing to disregard the morality of respecting the life, liberty, and possessions of your fellows. It's another to refuse to recognize the obvious results.
Excellent point. I mean, a lot of these people, they were only in favor of these mandates and the growing government power because they thought government was going to do things that they liked, things that they approved of. It never even occurred to them that the power to, you know, drop a nuclear weapon on Russia, on a whim, would fall into the hands of some lunatic like Joe Biden or some babbling madman like Joe Biden.
Because they gave them the power.
They gave their Republican buddies the power. And
I meant to say Donald Trump. I don't know what the first name I said was, but I meant Trump.
Biden, Trump, what's the difference?
It says, you told colleges and universities they too could charge whatever they wished, financed by loans guaranteed by taxpayers. You were again outraged, not only by the artificially high prices, but the students' inability to pay back the loans. What did you expect? It doesn't take an advanced degree in economics to recognize these obvious cause and effect relationships. Anyone with a sixth grade education and control over his emotions could spot them a mile away. Unfortunately, people meeting both criteria are in the minority.
Sadly.
So what I hear him saying so far isn't so much anything about elites. It's like, well, you get what you deserve because you asked for this. And is he saying that you wanted the elites to do these things with invading people's rights and privacies and freedoms?
That's my take. Okay. He's like, hey, you were all for these things. I mean, you were all for, you know, government student loans and all of this other stuff. Well, the consequences of this were predictable, and people did predict them, and you ignored us, and now here are those consequences.
And you're saying, oh, now college isn't affordable.
Right.
Because rich people.
The exact same thing happened in health insurance. We're like, now health care is just totally unaffordable. I don't understand
how
why.
That happened. Mm-hmm.
It says, one can trace the beginning of the problem as far back as one wishes. The Constitution itself was an enormous expansion of government power, passed much like the infamous Patriot Act, but even its powers didn't satisfy you. Throughout the following century, you participated with your banks in the fraudulent practice of fractional reserve banking, resulting in periodic panics. You didn't need government to protect you from these arrangements wherein you earned interest by foregoing use of your money while the banks lent it out were available to you. But you wanted to have your cake and eat it too. When the inevitable result occurred, you screamed for the government to protect you. You had been warned as early as the first Congress against allowing the government to incorporate a bank. You were told it was unconstitutional and economically destructive by none other than Thomas Jefferson himself. You ignored the warning and supported the bank. Ditto the second version.
Honestly, I think most people don't know jack diddly about what banks do and how they do it.
Yeah, I didn't really know what fractional reserve banking was until Al Stone told me.
They don't teach you in government school anything about banking.
No, and we don't even have a fractional reserve banking system anymore.
Anymore.
Yeah, they got rid of that
the reserve
COVID.
Yeah.
They made it worse.
Trump did. Trump got rid of that, right?
Yeah.
He made it even worse. You were again provided loud and vociferous warnings against the Federal Reserve System, a scheme that transfers wealth from everyone in society straight to those elites you were always complaining about. But you supported it overwhelmingly because it promised you safety from the aforementioned panics caused by your own refusal to accept reality. And yeah, nobody alive today did that. But
yeah, I was going to say, he's talking to people
said
who are...
You can go back as far as you want and the same thing has been happening. What he's saying.
But he's talking to people who are alive today, because obviously people who are alive when the Federal Reserve was founded are almost all completely dead at this point. We're talking about 1913, if I recall correctly.
Yeah, that would have to be at least 108 years old.
Yeah, so he's talking to people who are alive today and blaming them for what happened 100 years ago. I mean, I'll give him a pass on that one.
Says the history of rewarding tyrants and vilifying benefactors is long. The Federal Reserve was conceived in secret by a cabal of corrupt government officials and representatives of the Rockefeller and Morgan financial empires. Rockefeller had built his fortune honestly, foregoing larger dividends to reinvest profits in his oil company, resulting in growth for the company and decades of falling oil prices for consumers. When his competitors appealed to the government for help, you overwhelmingly supported breaking up Standard Oil. And, of course, when he's saying you, he's not talking to anyone
alive.
He's talking
about people in general.
And this is how they still, but this is how they still act.
Yeah, I get that point.
Resulting in higher
oil prices
for you. And
you're right, a lot of those people would support the quote-unquote breaking up of Standard Oil if it were happening today.
Considering how his honest effort was rewarded by those it benefited, it's hard to blame Rockefeller for throwing in with the government in a scheme to make dishonest money at the same people's expense.
Well, I think I can still blame people for turning to the state. I understand, you know, if you can take control of the system, then I get why they do it, but I still blame them for it.
You know, and they don't make the system better
or
more moral.
No, they're making it more immoral by creating money that you can print from thin air. We'll take that story, Bonnie. We'll put it up on our social media over at social.freetalklive.com for people that want to explore that a little bit deeper. We'll see you tomorrow.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. ExtendoVite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in ExtendoVite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on ExtendoVite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get ExtendoVite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extend.